STEM, science, technology, engineering, math. These are the subjects that are stressed when talking about education for the future. Until the past few years, the only ones which were taught in elementary school were science and math, and then only what was necessary. Technology only became a vital subject in the past few decades, and engineering was the subject for college or advanced high school students. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch. However, there are so many ways to engage very young children and catch their interest until these dreaded subjects become fun and fascinating from the youngest child to the oldest adults. Megan Rudolph is with the Science Center in the Chapman Cultural Center in Spartanburg, and she's here to talk about an exciting event involving robotics and kids that's happening this weekend.
Well, I work with the Spartanburg Science Center, which is located at the Chapman Cultural Center. And our mission at the Science Center is to serve as a hub of science enrichment through educational programs, lectures, and hands-on experiences. And robotics has kind of come into the picture recently, more so it's newer to Spartanburg County. It's been going on in many other counties around us for a lot longer, but the robotics field seems to be growing tremendously, and it's a wonderful way to get children involved in science, technology, engineering, and math. So as part of our job at the Science Center, we want to allow all of the different schools in Spartanburg County to know about it, to get involved, to be connected to the right people, to be able to start robotics teams and classes at their schools. So we started working with a lady named Tanya LeBron out of Greenville, and she is the regional director for the first Lego League robotics organization. And she kind of came up to Spartanburg County and just got everything going.
And what we're talking about here is the first Lego League Spartanburg qualifier competition, correct?
Correct. And that will take place on Saturday, December the 8th, starts at 8 o'clock. It's going to take place at the Spartanburg Day School. It will run probably till about 4 o'clock. There are over 14 teams from elementary schools and middle schools in Spartanburg and some from Greenville, and I think there might be a few from Cherokee County as well. They will have a robotics competition, and there are lots of parts to the robotics competition. One of the main parts is obviously the Lego robotic, and they use Mindstorm robots. Just to kind of back up a little bit, each year, the first Lego League organization puts out a challenge, and each challenge has a theme. So this year's theme is all around senior solutions and what we can do or what these children can do to help seniors stay active and involved in their community. So part of the robotics competition is for them to come up with a challenge that they see a senior facing, create a solution to that challenge, and make a presentation on that solution.
And we're talking senior citizens.
Yes, anybody over 60. So they had to, each team, each robotics team, had to kind of adopt a senior that was over 60, and they interviewed them, and they kind of researched what different challenges they faced and what they thought the biggest challenge was, and they came up with a solution on how to face that challenge. Several of the teams in Spartanburg County have been working with retirement homes, like McCracken Middle School is right next door to White Oak Manor Estate. So that was an obvious link for them to be able to just walk right next door to their neighbors and kind of work with their neighbors and figure out some solutions for challenges that they face in an everyday situation.
I'm just blown away by the way that this involves every age group.
Really a wonderful organization. The robotics competition that will take place on Saturday is for mostly grades 4 through 8, kind of covers age 9 through 16. But the first organization has a junior robotics competition, which starts with kindergarten through third grade. And then they have two other organizations that when you're done with the first Lego League, the FLL, you can move on. And it gets a little more technically challenged with each as you get older. So they can be involved all the way up through high school.
Have you gotten any feedback from any of the kids as to what types of things they talk to the seniors about?
I have not heard yet, but I am excited to see what they're going to come up with when they make their presentations on Saturday. This is the first time one of these competitions has ever been held in Spartanburg County, so it's brand new for every team that is taking place in this competition. So we are just thrilled and excited to see what they're going to come up with, what ideas they have, how they're going to work through these challenges, the teamwork that they're going to show, and all of the different core values that the First LEGO League incorporates into their competitions.
It just sounds so exciting to me. How many are on each team?
Each team, for the actual competition, only 10 children can be involved in the actual competition. But many of these teams have anywhere from, I'd say, 10 to 20 children that are involved, robotics clubs and the teams that each school has. Many of them end up being alternates, so they can be at the competition and watch what happens. They just cannot be on the competition floor when it all happens. So it's a great way to get involved and grow the interest in what we call STEM education, yeah, which is science, technology, engineering, and math.
Well, it's one of the most important things we're dealing with in this country right now. I interviewed a successful female engineer last week who's working to mentor and to show educators and industries how to mentor and encourage more females into these fields from a younger age. In fact, she said that even though she has a successful company, she finds it hard to find qualified people of either sex to fill positions.
Well, and studies have shown if you don't get females involved by the eighth grade and their interest level up in science and technology by the eighth grade, you kind of lose them to those areas. So this robotics program that can start in kindergarten and they face the science, technology, engineering, and math in a non-threatening manner, and it's all hands-on and it's exciting and it's fun, and they get hooked before they get into the eighth grade, then chances are that they may go into those fields once they graduate from high school and college. And South Carolina business leaders in a recent study have shown that they can't find enough qualified, trained workers in these STEM fields. And the U.S. Department of Labor says that STEM jobs are going to grow four times faster than your average job. So it's so important for us to get children engaged in these fields early. As a state and as a community, we can have good jobs for the people in our community to come back to Spartanburg and work and be productive and grow our area. Learn how to do it in a hands-on, fun manner, and then it's not as threatening once they get into the classroom.
The First LEGO League Spartanburg Qualifier Competition, Saturday, December 8th, made possible in part by the Spartanburg Science Center. Thank you, Megan Rudolph, for telling us about it. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.